Green Bay is the smallest pro football city, so its team has a disproportionate impact on the community. Kevin Quinn, an economist at St. Norbert College, says that impact goes beyond money.
If all we do is define the Packers in terms of their economic footprint here in Green Bay, we miss the bigger story, which is the synergistic relationship over the last 80 or so or 90 years between the team and the town. Green Bay, whether we like it or not, is defined by the Packers and vice versa.
Still, it is a business. The Green Bay Stadium District released an economic impact study last fall. It estimates each home game generates $12 million, with two-thirds of that spent outside of Lambeau Field. The Super Bowl, of course, is not a home game, but Green Bay hotels are filling up with out-of-towners who want to watch the game in the city. Quinn says people are pumped for the national attention Green Bay will get, and he says happy people tend to spend money, but he suspects that spending will just be shifted from other special occasions. So maybe expect a more low-key Valentine's Day in a couple of weeks.
You only have so much money to spend, and if you choose to spend it on, you know, the bar district and sweatshirts and Green Bay Packers flip-flops and things like that, it does mean that you don't have it available to spend on other things.
One Green Bay business will be conspicuously closed on Sunday. The Packers themselves are shuttering Lambeau Field, saying they want to give employees the chance to watch the game too. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.